So now I would like to read something from the preface and also the entirety of an article, Meaning of Vyasa Puja, which we included in our new publication entitled Srila Prabhupada, A Tribute of Love. Guru Bhakti is the basis of Krishna Bhakti. If a disciple is fully absorbed in pleasing the spiritual master, he can very easily attain the eternal service of Radha Govinda Yuga in the groves of Vrindavan. This point is confirmed in the ninth shloka, or benediction verse, Phal Shruti, of the famous Mangala Arti Samsara prayers. Shrimad Gurur Ashtakam Etat Ucher Brahme Mohurte Padati Prayatnat Yastena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Sivadya Labhya Janashanta Eva. That person who very attentively recites this Ashtakam to Sri Gurudev during the Brahma Mohurta period, 4:30 a.m., is sure to achieve the direct service of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the very life and soul of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Nath, upon attaining his Vastu Siddhi, or pure spiritual form. Glorifying the spiritual master goes on eternally, with every breath, thought, word, and action. The dedicated disciple attempts to please his beloved Gurudev. In this world, I serve Sri Guru in my sadhaka roop, practitioner form. In the divine realm of sweet love, I serve Sri Guru in my siddharoop, ecstatic form of spiritual mellows. Vyasa Puja is that one day in a year wherein a sadhaka compresses a lifetime of thoughts, feelings, and acts of dedication into a few words of praise, a few drops of water humbly offered back to the ocean. Can love be seen, measured, or weighed on a scale? With words I try my best to pay a debt that cannot even be calculated. Sri Guru has given me everything, but it may take many lifetimes to realize this and finally surrender to his will. What is his will? Sri Guru wants every disciple to love the holy name, to love Mahaprabhu, and to love Radha Govinda. Sri Guru desires peace and happiness for all creatures. Vishram Purna Sukhayate. Let the whole world love Krishna. What is the difficulty? Proclaimed Srila Prabhupada as he gazed compassionately upon one and all. So now the article, Meaning of Vyasa Puja. To serve and not to be served is the constitutional position of the jiva, the living entity. Forgetting his real eternal nature, the conditioned soul becomes a false master of the material world. He plays the role of God and tries to enjoy his senses in every way imaginable and unimaginable. Though he tries very hard to be the supreme enjoyer, in reality, the conditioned soul becomes a completely bound slave of Maya. Ironically, the more one strives for lordship, freedom, and pleasure, the more he increases his bondage of servitude. For a fortunate soul, the spiritual master Sri Guru appears in his life to remove the darkness of misconception and establish him in the light of eternal truth. Sri Guru proclaims, O lost soul, verily, my dear friend, you are actually the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna, Jivera Sarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. A new life begins, joy awakens, and the highest divine prospect descends to lighten the burden of a million previous births. But who is the spiritual master? What is his relationship with Sri Krishna and Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of all Vedic thought? And lastly, why and how is Sri Guru worshipped in a ceremony commonly known as Vyasa Puja? With my head at the feet of my beloved Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, I beg for His divine grace as I attempt to explain the meaning of Vyasa Puja. Who needs a guru? Since the Vedas contain all the knowledge and mantras one needs to achieve both material happiness and spiritual perfection, why can't one just study the Vedas by himself without a spiritual master and attain all material and spiritual perfection? Besides, it is said that the Supreme Lord is within everyone. So why does one need a spiritual guide to realize God? The sacred books alone are not the revelation. The acharyas, spiritual teachers, are a necessary part of revelation. The Vedic texts preserve the spoken words of the Supreme Lord and various liberated saints known as rishis. But alone, the books cannot speak personally to us. God is sound, and He must be heard. Therefore, the Vedic literature is called Shruti, which means that which is heard or communicated orally from the beginning. Sacred knowledge orally transmitted by the spiritual teachers from generation to generation. The word Shruti also means the ear organ, or the power of hearing. The transcendental sound spoken by a God-realized soul, the spiritual master, to the surrendered disciple, disposed to rendering unconditional service to Sri Guru, is not the same as the transcendental sound written in or read in the sacred scriptures, the Vedas. The personal factor, Sri Guru, provides the essential link connecting the covered consciousness of the disciple and the Absolute Truth. The Supreme Lord engages select persons to act as His delegated, empowered representatives, the spiritual masters, who act in this world to dispel the ignorance eclipsing the original, pure, and brilliant consciousness of the conditioned souls. By His own will, the Absolute Truth appears on the lips of a surrendered devotee. But the Absolute Truth, which is fully experienced as Sri Krishna, the transcendental autocrat, forever reserves the right of not revealing Himself to the mundane senses of the conditioned soul attached to material sense enjoyment. Personal submission to the living pure devotee is the key to spiritual perfection. Personal submission to the living pure devotee is the key to spiritual perfection. The spiritual preceptor is the empowered representative of Srila Vyasadeva, who is none other than Lord Narayan Himself. Mundane scientists research the phenomenal world to make discoveries to improve the quality of human life. Similarly, one may argue that since God is within everyone, why can't a spiritual seeker independently research within himself and thereby gain transcendental knowledge and realization of God? Why does one need a spiritual master? Such statements reveal one's ignorance about the essential nature of the Absolute Truth and transcendental knowledge of Him. In summary, the Absolute Truth is the fully conscious Supreme Absolute Person. In other words, God is the supremely conscious individual. Connection with the Absolute Truth depends solely on His sweet will, which God expresses by sending His agent, the spiritual master, when I am qualified with transcendental faith and surrender, the identity and function of Sri Guru. In the form of Vyasadeva, Bhagavan Sri Krishna has revealed the hidden meaning of the Vedas to the ignorant conditioned souls of Kali Yuga by compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sunlight spotless Puran. While in a state of samadhi, Vyasadeva realized the esoteric teachings of the Bhagavad Puran by the mercy of his spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni, who learned the spiritual science from Lord Brahma. Vyasadeva is the greatest acharya because he was directly empowered by the Supreme Lord to make the Vedic wisdom available in the present age. Without Vyasadeva, we would be nowhere, wallowing in the mud of ignorance, trapped in the darkness and illusion of material sense gratification. Srila Vyasadeva is a divine propagator, a Shaktivesh avatar, in whom the divine power of transcendental knowledge has been infused. Vyasadeva has been directly empowered by the Absolute Truth to preach the word of God. Sri Guru, the spiritual master, is a living spokesman, the contemporary representative of Vyasadeva. The enlightened spiritual discourses given by the bona fide guru are based on his constant and uninterrupted realizations of the activities of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, as described by Srila Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The true guru is the enlightened guide, the merciful master, the messiah of harmony. He not only teaches the science of God, but he demonstrates practically by his pure actions that he is the dearest servitor of the Supreme Lord. Sri Guru thinks, speaks, and acts only in terms of his eternal relationship with the Absolute Truth. The Sadguru has perfect knowledge of the personal Godhead, and he constantly associates with the Lord in a most direct and intimate bond of divine love. The divine guide is fully competent to dispel the darkness of ignorance and remove all doubts from his disciple. He is capable of delivering his disciple to the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna in the spiritual sky. Sri Guru has the power, granted by God, to establish the bewildered conditioned soul in his eternal position as a loving servitor of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Sri Guru manifests in two forms: the quiet director, or Paramatma, within the heart, and the external preceptor, who teaches us by realized knowledge and spotless behavior. Both gurus help bewildered souls reach spiritual perfection. However, in the conditioned state, one cannot hear the wise counsel of the inner guide. Therefore, the external manifestation of the Paramatma as Sri Guru is my only hope. Srila B.R. Sridhar Swami once said, "Sri Guru is a divine messenger of immortal hope and joy in this mortal and miserable world." Acharyas say the spiritual master is Sri Krishna's Kripa Shakti Murti, the very form of Lord Krishna's mercy and love, freely accessible to the suffering souls. Sri Guru is the spiritual counterpart of the famous ATM machines, which leading banks scatter around major cities to offer, quote, anytime money to eager customers thirsty for wealth. How so? To anyone, at any time, and any place, the spiritual master gives the true wealth of Sri Krishna's eternal loving service. Therefore, Sri Guru is a Krishna conscious walking ATM machine offering, quote, any time mercy. The mercy of Sri Guru is freely available to all who are willing to accept it. Being completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord, Sri Guru is always engaged in Krishna's service and helps others to do the same. The first Vyasa Puja celebration. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instituted the first Vyasa Puja ceremony in 1509 AD through Sri Nityananda Prabhu in Shiva's Angam, Mayapur. Quotation from Madhya Kanda, Chapter 5. Shiva's Pandit, the head priest for the function, gave Lord Nityananda a flower garland to offer to a painting of Vyasadeva. Holding the garland in his beautiful lotus hand, Nityananda Prabhu hesitated and began glancing here and there as if he was looking for someone. Then, to everyone's surprise, Nityananda offered the garland to Sri Chaitanya Dev instead. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya immediately manifested his six-armed form, Sadbhuj. Thus, Sri Nityananda Prabhu completed the Vyasa Puja ceremony by offering a garland to that personality from whom everything emanates and whose empowered incarnation is Sri Vyasadeva. By this, Nityananda Prabhu established the real meaning of Vyasa Puja by worshipping the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga is the guru of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This is the basis of the worship performed by Lord Nityananda. Therefore, the worship of Vyasadeva is actually the worship of Lord Gauranga in the form of the present Acharya. Although Sri Krishna and Sri Baladeva Prabhu are identical with Sri Chaitanya Dev and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, their activities are different. Nitai and Gaur are the Supreme Masters, the Supreme Lords, yet they play the role of devotees. The dual lords act as devotees in order to teach their servants the art of devotional service. Thus, in this pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat, one lord, Nityananda, is teaching us that the ultimate recipient of the worship of Vyasadeva, or the spiritual master, is the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Balaram, is the ultimate source of the spiritual function of the Acharya. In the scriptures, Sri Krishna tells Uddhava that the Acharya is a manifestation of himself. Acharya mam vijanayan navamanyeta kahichit namartya buddhyasuyeta savadeva mayaguru mayoguru. One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. If Sri Guru is not regarded as identical with the Supreme Lord, the worship of the Acharya is not properly performed, and the said worshipper will not realize the true purport of the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita yarta prakashante mahatmana. For one who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of the Lord, as well as in the spiritual master, the real import of Vedic knowledge can be revealed. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.2.3. Lord Balaram is not different from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. However, Lord Nityananda plays a unique role in that he is the connecting link between all conditioned souls and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Radha Govinda. The conditioned souls have no access to Lord Balaram in the spiritual world, but here, in the material world, everyone can access the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Sri Guru is empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu to save the fallen souls from the clutches of Maya. As Nityananda Prabhu's delegated authority, the spiritual master liberates the conditioned souls from the material world by engaging them in the direct service of Lord Nityananda. The story of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's approaching Sri Chaitanya shows the necessity of first receiving the mercy of Sri Guru and Lord Nityananda before one can attain the service of Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Vyasa Puja begins with obeisances. In Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions a Pancharatrika mantra, Aim Guru Devaya Namaha, as the seed mantra for worshipping the spiritual master. The word Namaha is also uttered by all disciples whenever they offer respects unto the lotus feet of their respective spiritual masters. But exactly what does the word Namaha mean? In general, Namaha means, I am offering obeisance unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev. On a deeper level, Namaha means to submit oneself with the meditation. I am giving up my worldly vanity and false ego. I renounce the false sense of being the supreme controller and enjoyer. The word Namaha means saying no to false ego, killing the false identity, and fully surrendering to the mastership and control of God standing before you as Sri Guru. Renouncing one's pride or vanity is actually the first object to be offered in one's worship of Sri Guru. Renouncing one's pride or vanity is actually the first object to be offered in one's worship of Sri Guru. Therefore, the act of offering obeisances to the spiritual master means to give up the pride of thinking oneself the doer, possessor, and enjoyer of anything in this world. The real Vyasa Puja begins here. The moment the disciple realizes this and acts solely for the pleasure of Sri Guru, he engages in the true worship and eternal service of his spiritual master. I pray that someday I can fall at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and with the full backing of my dedicated heart utter this phrase. Dearest Gurudev, please accept my most respectful and humble obeisances.